This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show on Infowars.com. I'm Mike Adams filling in today with my special guest, Dr. Richard M. Fleming. And Dr. Fleming, once again, thank you for your time. I know you're extremely busy, you know, literally trying to save the world right now. It's not even a metaphor. We're trying to save the world. Now, this segment isn't broadcast on all the radio stations of the entire show, so we're going to save a couple questions for 6 minutes later or so. But I want to get back to something you said. You said the spike protein load that's in some of the vaccines, I believe you said the Johnson & Johnson or the Janssen in Europe, injects people with about 50 billion particles. Was that correct?
That's correct. That's
and
correct.
That doesn't sound like a small amount to me. That sounds like a massive load. What are the physiological effects of being hit with that kind of a load of a pro-inflammatory biological weapon developed by the U.S. military and the Chinese military bioweapons departments?
Right. Well, it's exactly what you would expect it is. When you have the healthier the person, the more they're able to respond to that, because your body's looking at that as an infection, right? It's something coming from outside the body that is not supposed to be in your body. And so it's reacting to that. And the irony here is that in the past, when we have done vaccines with people, we've taken like influenza, and we'll take all the different variants, all the different strains, we'll weaken them, and we'll inject them all together so that when you do that, your body will respond to every type of variant that's in there and all the parts of the virus. So what did we do this time around? Instead of putting all the variants, we picked one. Instead of having the nuclear capsid or the envelope or the HE or any of the other components of this virus, we pick one type of spike protein. So what are we saying now? With these massive drug vaccine biologics, you're making immune responses to one single type. Now, when we do this in medicine with bacteria, and you go into the hospital with an infection and we give antibiotics too frequently, what we do is we kill one type of bacteria, but we promote other types of bacteria to survive. We're not making new ones. They're already there, okay? That's the point. We're not, you know, the virus isn't magically coming up with something new. Because the infection is basically being given to people by an injection to just one type of protein, that spike protein, and no other part of the virus, that's all we're making a response to.
It sounds like it's designed to fail against the variants.
Right. So as a research scientist, I just look at that and think, what were they thinking? That's not even intelligent design. Okay. And I think they got caught. I just think they got caught and they thought that they had this under control. And now what they have is a wonderful opportunity to keep playing around with it and changing it. Because let's be right up front. You don't have to change these viruses a lot to make them substantially different. Sickle cell anemia is one base change in human beings that produces a different amino acid in the protein that causes the cells, the red blood cells, to form a sickle shape. Now, that's an advantage, because if you live in an area where there's malaria, you're going to survive. You're not going to be an Olympic athlete, but you're going to survive. So there's a survival advantage for the Delta variant and the Lambda variant coming on the tails of this, and there's a number of variants. There's at least 17 right now that we know about with 12 mutational changes. Every one of these is now being selectively pressured for. Instead of going back and right, instead of allowing doctors to treat patients, you know, I said this before, there are drugs that we've seen that work. If you go to the website, I've got almost 200 papers now under the virus looking at a number of things, including medications that have worked for different viruses over the course of history. And you can see we have treatments that work. And the argument that you're going to cause harm to people, that's nuts. Because when the government's doing it now,
we're going to go break again. Okay. I really apologize for interrupting. We've got hard breaks here, but FlemingMethod.com is a website. This is just a short break, 1 minute break. We'll be back on the other side to continue with solutions. Stay with us.
I have gotten so many requests and so many complaints from listeners in the last 6+ months of where is the activated charcoal toothpaste and mouthwash? We only came out with it 1.5 years ago, became a bestseller within 6 months, and now because of the COVID lockdowns and the shutdowns and the supply chain, we haven't had it. Finally, it came back in, a limited supply. Believe me, I'm happy too. It's a great toothpaste and it funds the InfoWar. So if you want to get it and stock up on it because you're already a fan or if you haven't tried it, it's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, discounted because of the COVID lockdown, because of the globalist siege on small businesses and companies in America. It's not been available for over 6 months, but now it's back in stock, and it's available in only 2 places, InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com. It is our activated charcoal toothpaste and mouthwash. So get your activated charcoal toothpaste, activated charcoal mouthwash with essential oils and more at InfoWarsStore.com. And fund the InfoWar, a true 360 win.
All right, final segment with Dr. Richard M. Fleming today. He's the author of the book, Is COVID-19 a Bioweapon? And thank you again, Dr. Fleming, for your time today and for continuing with us into this segment. I'm sorry about constantly interrupting you. That just goes with the territory here. You've got so much to say. We're barely scratching the surface here. Your website is FlemingMethod.com. Now, in this final segment, I want to ask you really 2 things about solutions. Number one, what can people do to prevent systemic or chronic inflammation that may be exacerbated by a spike protein exposure, even if they haven't taken the vaccine? And then secondly, I want to get into your belief that we talked about in our separate interview, that you believe science will win here, and that these fake scientists like Fauci are going down, and that there's going to be Nuremberg-style trials. You're optimistic that we're going to overcome the lies and the attacks on humanity. So those 2 areas, please, sir, if you don't mind, just jump right in.
Right. So, you know, I've a couple decades worth of work on heart disease and the inflammatory diseases that plague humanity already showed us that there were a lot of things that people could do by cutting down calories, by cutting down saturated fat, by not eating processed foods, by not eating refined sugar. I mean, the common sense stuff that I think my parents could have told you about and my grandparents, but somehow we got away from that as we kind of got into a society where everybody wanted to have more and more things and do less and less physical labor. So that and exercise and not smoking and not doing the things that are harmful to your body, everything, by the way, that was taken away from people when we got locked down because people didn't go outside and exercise. They didn't get fresh air. They ate junk food. They ate garbage, you know. So there's a lot of things. And if you go to the website, actually, you can go under answers and then you can go down to flowcharts for doctors and best evidence treatments. You'll several vitamins and minerals that people can use that will improve their immune function. We don't tell anybody, you know, God forbid, we actually say that this will help you or treat you. But, you know, these are things that I think most biologists and nutritionists will tell you are important for your immune system. So doing things that are helpful for your immune system when it's an immune problem seems to be an intelligent idea to me. But you can see that it's broken down into before symptoms, things that you just want to do to be improving your overall health, early symptoms, which sometimes means increasing a little bit. You know, one of the things about vitamin C is that it's water soluble. So if you start taking more of it, you buy yourself, you know, 72 hours or 3 days before your kidneys kick in, unless, of course, they're getting blood clots from inflammatory thrombotic diseases that your doctor's not treating. There are treatments that are available that, you know, just not me, just not my study. There's a lot of people that are out there, just even if it's just observational materials, that they're saying, look, we know these drugs work. And if you go to the website, you can find out how hydroxychloroquine, how primaquine, how clindamycin, how atrovent inhalers, all these drugs work. It's published research. So government to say there's not published research on all this is just ingenuous and really raises questions about their motives. And then if you end up developing worse disease with more inflammation and blood clotting, there are things that you can do in the hospital that, you know, slowly but surely is coming out. But, you know, this is now, we're coming into the second year, the end of the second year, and this has been running on way too long with people blocking patients getting treatments and forcing vaccines that not only statistically don't work, emergency use authorization documents, and you ask, is there any difference between the number of COVID cases or deaths that occur in vaccinated people versus unvaccinated? The very EUA emergency use authorization documents, and they're on the website, show that there's not. Statistically, there's not. So we looked at this. We used Fleming method to measure these outcomes, and then there's combined sheets, and you can go through the rest. There's even treatments that we propose based upon the shedding principle. If ivermectin has a role, it's nucleus of our cells where our genetic code is, and that it closes off or protects the nuclear pore complex. And so I put this out there based upon best medical evidence, you know, for people to look at. All of this is for patients and their doctors to look at. There are people around the world that are using these different protocols, and they are extremely successful. The work we saw was 99.83% successful, which means out of 1,800, we lost three people, which would have been about 20,000 deaths in the United States versus 600,000 deaths. But with 20,000 deaths, you wouldn't have shut down the country. You wouldn't have had all the mask mandates. You wouldn't have had the motivation to drive the vaccines out there into people's arms. You wouldn't have people freaking out because they simply wouldn't be. I mean, you know, we have that. Probably, I don't know how many deaths we get with influenza every year, but, you know, I wouldn't find that an unexpected number. And now we're talking about putting things in perspective about where this really is. So even though it's a gain-of-function bioweapon, and kudos to them for doing a really great job and spending tens of millions of dollars and scaring the blazes out of people and manipulating societies, not just the United States, but around the world, because I'll tell you, I have friends in France and Italy and Germany and the UK and Norway and Japan and Australia and Canada that are giving me the exact same story. And the people are really kind of tired of being manipulated. This is nothing different than we saw in 1930s Nazi Germany. And if you ever wonder what you would have done in 1930s Nazi Germany, now you know.
So what I love about your approach is it's very evidence-based, and you scrutinize the research, you look at the data to draw your conclusions. And you're right, they expertly built a virus with a spike protein shell, I say, that has high transmissivity, low natural morbidity, except for the spike protein, which is the dangerous part, so they put that into the vaccines. And then they achieve, in the post-vaccination era, they achieve the mass death that then just feeds the hysteria propaganda cycle that they're pushing to drive people into irrationality, where you have school teachers saying that if children come to school without a mask, that they're murderers. I mean, I couldn't imagine this, but you mentioned Nazi Germany, so in the 3 minutes we have left, please get into the Nuremberg long-term, you know, are these people going to go to prison? Are they going to be prosecuted for these crimes against humanity?
Right. So our goal is to bring cases before the International Criminal Court for a Nuremberg II. And a lot of people have talked about that. And all I can say right now is you should pay close attention to what comes out in the news during the next few days. There's going to be a call, a real call. There are things that have been done that you'll hear about in the next few days, if you're listening to the right sources, where you will see that all the stuff that I've been talking about, we are going to take this to the International Criminal Court. I'm not kidding.
Do you think that that the perpetrators know this is coming? They know they can't hide their evidence, and so they are then accelerating their push to achieve the maximum extermination possible before they are exposed?
Well, considering the fact that most of us have been told that there are people tracking us, I would say that they're nervous enough that they're now tracking us.
So people like you and others are being stalked or surveilled or threatened, perhaps? All of the above?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, well, that's definitely par for the course these days. And, you know, here you are now with incredible reach. I would just say be safe, watch your back. People like you and your work in particular is extremely important for the future of humanity. And I'm with you. I think we will overcome this as well. And I also think that medical choice and health freedom is now the greatest civil rights movement of our time, especially given that black Americans are typically only about 1 in 4 are taking vaccines, and the CDC is talking about internment camps. Are they going to rip poor black people out of their homes and put them in COVID camps? Really? Is that coming to America? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, interestingly enough, black more at risk for this virus, not because of the vitamin D, but because this virus has to attach to 5 different receptors to get in. You've heard a lot about ACE2 receptor, but the next one is called transmembrane protein series 2 or TMPRSS2. And black people have more of that in their nose than Asian people who have more of it, than white people who have more of it than Jews do.
Wow. Wow, okay, you just opened up a Pandora's box of debate and commentary on that, but we'll have to bring you back to talk about all of that. But wow, we're out of time. But Dr. Richard Fleming, thank you so much for your work, your courage, and I want to encourage folks to visit your website, FlemingMethod.com, and check out your book, Is COVID-19 a Bioweapon? It's available at booksellers everywhere. God bless, Dr. Fleming. Be safe. We'll talk to you again soon. Take care, and we'll be right back here on the Alex Jones Show. I'm Mike Adams. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, welcome back. I'm Mike Adams filling in for Alex here for the remainder of the fourth hour. We just finished speaking with Dr. Richard M. Fleming, and if you missed that segment, you will definitely want to go back and watch that. And it's, you know, it's tough, even just having breaks at all, although that's necessary for radio and for this format and to fund the operation. But when you find someone like Dr. Fleming who is so well-researched and so brilliant, you just don't want to ever have him stop talking. You know, you just want to let him go for 30 minutes because he's got that much information about what's going on. And I will tell you, you know, I've done a longer form interview with him as well. That's posted all over the place. You can find that. But we're going to have him back on, try to get him back on InfoWars. And also, I'm reaching out to Dr. Lee Merritt that Alex said he wanted to get her on the show here on InfoWars as well. So I'm working to make that happen. Now, the bombshell thing that Dr. Fleming just said in the last segment, it was kind of like, here, have this bomb, and then, you know, it was the break. He said that if you look at the ethnic breakdown of the receptors, the receptor sites in the nasal passages, and how they are different by ethnicity, and which, of course, implies that this biological weapon may be targeting certain specific ethnic groups. I believe what he said, if I'm remembering correctly, was that Black Americans have the most receptors, which would mean they're the most vulnerable to this biological weapon. And I think he said Asian Americans, well, I guess it wouldn't have to be Americans, just Asians in general. And then I think he said white people or Caucasians. And then I think he said at the lowest level of these receptors, he said were people of Jewish ethnicity. And I immediately knew all the online boards and message, you know, discussion boards, social media is going to explode. So go ahead and do that. That's going to bring up a lot of discussion all over the place. But I then remembered that what Dr. Fleming said, I had seen that study about a year ago, and he's right. It is different. The vulnerability to the spike protein, including the shedding, is different by ethnicity. And what this means is that if a black person has this spike protein vaccine, that person could shed the spike protein and have a more devastating effect on spike protein damage to their relatives or loved ones or people that are they share their homes with, let's say, you know, relatives, friends, spouses, children, whatever. So once again, we're looking at something that, oh, just by coincidence, happens to target black people more than any other race. And think about what Alex covered earlier today, which is about the organ harvesting from aborted babies who are essentially born alive and then kept alive, and their organs are harvested for, quote, medical research. And in those documents, it said specifically, and I think this is out of the University of Pittsburgh FOIA request, if I'm correct on that, that they wanted black babies. They specifically wanted black babies, and they gave special instructions to keep the blood flowing through their organs because they wanted live, quote, fresh organs. So, folks, this is 2021 is becoming a museum of horrors, and a lot of these horrors are targeting the people of African ancestry. I mean, there's no other way to say it. Yes, this is a war on humanity, but there are aspects of this war that are genetically targeted genocide against Black Americans, Black Canadians, people of African descent all over the world. And then you combine that with the vitamin D deficiency that is chronic across most of modern day, Black Americans, Black Canadians, so especially at the northern cities. If you live in Boston and you have dark skin pigmentation, you're not getting much vitamin D generated in your skin because your skin is blocking the ultraviolet rays from the sun. As a result, as a Black American or a Black Canadian, you are going to be more chronically deficient unless you supplement. You're going to be more deficient in vitamin D, especially in the winter months when all the other people around you are also suffering dwindling vitamin D levels. And this coming winter, I'm very concerned about what's going to happen, because this is when you get into the area of antibody-dependent enhancement. With low vitamin D levels and high pro-inflammation processed foods that Dr. Fleming just warned about, and then the enhanced receptor sites of Black Americans, you could be looking at, or we could be looking at, all of us, a devastating, genocidal, bioweapons winter against Black Americans, where the death rate could be absolutely devastating. And then you know that the CDC and Fauci are going to come along and they're going to blame the Black communities and say, well, they're going to say, and they'll probably even use a phrase like "you people," just to be very condescending. They'll say, "You people didn't take the vaccine. This is what happens," right? Because let's face it, these people in charge, they're racist bigots. They've been trying to kill Black babies and Black people forever. And this is why they're running the internment camps as well, because they're going to target Black communities. But they're probably going to say something like that. They're going to say, "You people are dying because you didn't take the vaccine." See? No. It's because the bioweapon is targeting Black people. It's because the medical establishment deliberately refuses to tell Black people that you're vitamin D deficient. And if you don't address that issue, you're going to be more vulnerable to cancer, to diabetes, to blood sugar, high blood pressure disorders. You're going to be more vulnerable to the spike protein inflammation. So if there's any message that needs to get out today, and I don't know any better way to do it than to be right here on InfoWars with this crucial message, that anyone who has darker skin pigmentation, who may be vitamin D deficient, who is of African ethnicity in your ancestry, even a portion of your ancestry, you need to get this message out and you need to take this to heart yourself. Get your nutrition in order, because you are being targeted. You are being targeted by biological weapons that are specifically designed to kill you first. You're being targeted by an abortion industry that's designed to kill your babies and stop you from reproducing. You're being targeted by a government that I would say is acting as terrorists against the Black communities. And you know the history of the FBI targeting Black Americans with acts of terrorism. That was nothing compared to what's being done now on a biowarfare level. And also understand, do not let these globalists drive a wedge between any of us based on our skin color or race or ethnicity or anything, because we are all in this together. We're human beings, and we must join hands and fight this together, fight for humanity against the mad murderers who are trying to kill us all, but they really want to kill you if you're Black. They're going to get around to killing the white people, too. Don't worry. But you're first. So we must defend this together. I'll be right back. I'm Mike Adams here. You're watching The Alex Jones Show. Stay with us.
For only 1 week, we're running Boost Your Body's Natural Defenses Super Sale. And we have the vitamin D3 gummies with calcium, 50% off, so essential for your immune system. Vitamin C, zinc, and rose hips, very strong formula. This is 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now back in stock, just came back in yesterday. Very powerful pure turmeric extract tincture, not as your immune system, but for inflammation and a lot more. And then, sold out for more than 6 months because of supply chain breakdowns, we finally have the activated charcoal toothpaste with a natural peppermint and so much more back in stock from Dr. Jones Naturals, and the mouthwash with the activated charcoal and essential oils is back in stock. These are great products, they're high quality, and they fund the InfoWars, so thank you all for your support. Check them out today at InfoWarsStore.com. This sale runs for only 1 week. It is the Boost Your Body's Natural Defenses Super Sale, and another part of the sale ending is the privacy pouches for your cell phone.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Some exclusive information coming up for you here. This is Mike Adams filling in for the fourth hour today of the Alex Jones Show at InfoWars.com. I thank you for continuing with me. It's just bombshell after bombshell, and it's not slowing down. Now, like many other people in this independent media space, I have a lot of contacts, and some of them are inside the establishment. And even they are completely freaking out about what's going on. And they will sometimes give me information, little hints, nothing. They don't send me like top secret documents because they don't want to get me killed, you know. But they'll send me little tidbits of perspectives or analysis of things that are going on. And some of the information I came across recently, I'm going to share with you right here. That it may sound bizarre, but I believe it to be accurate. So I'm going to lay it out for you here, and you can make up your own mind. But here it is. It is that the globalists who are running this entire global depopulation, COVID scamdemic situation, that they are actually very frustrated right now because for an odd reason, they're trying to provoke a nationwide uprising among the American people, and they have so far failed to do so. Now, again, this is not a mainstream theory, obviously, but they want to provoke an uprising, and this is why they're trying to bring down the hammer every day, announcing some new tyranny. Oh, we're going to vaccinate the children. We're going to vaccinate the school teachers. You're not going to be able to go to a grocery store in California, right, if you don't have your vaccine passport. They're making it insane. Oh, let's launch COVID camps. You know, let's drag people out of their homes. And the reason they're doing this, again, they're trying to provoke an uprising. They're trying to get millions of people marching in the streets. But why, you ask? Why? What's behind that? According to my sources, it's because they need the backdrop of mass protests in order to launch their epic false flag, bloody attack on whatever they're going to attack. I've been told it might be a medical institution or group or something like that, because they want to falsely place the blame on anti-vaxxers for terrorism. And in order to blame anti-vaxxers, who they also are bundling with gun owners now, so that what they really want is that they want a mass uprising across America. They want then crowds in major cities, like hundreds of thousands of people marching around, and then they can manipulate that scene to put in their own operatives who will dress up in MAGA gear. I mean, folks, this is basically like a January 6th, you know, rerun, except this time targeting so-called anti-vaxxers. That's what this is going to be, if they can pull it off. So then they, the deep state, will stage some kind of attack, something. I don't know exactly what that's supposed to be. And then they'll roll out the narrative. CNN cameras will be ready like they were for Roger Stone's house raid. You know, oh, we just happened to be there. What do you know? And then they're going to blame anti-vaxxers. And then they think that that will justify Biden, if he's still in the Oval Office, which is increasingly doubtful, but someone there will invoke the Insurrection Act against anti-vaxxers. And folks, this is why the CDC is readying the COVID camps. They plan to, according to my sources, again, you decide whether this makes sense to you. They plan to deploy the United States military, that is the ones that aren't yet dead from the vaccine shots, on the streets of America, in the cities of America, running checkpoints on the highways of America. And I have this from multiple sources about the highway checkpoints. They're going to have show me your vaccine papers checkpoints on the highways, and they're going to be augmented by drones, aerial surveillance drones that can follow cars that try to run away from this. And if you are stopped at one of these vaccine papers checkpoints, and you don't have your vaccine papers in order, because it's all becoming a medical Nazi Germany now, they're going to drag you away and throw you in a CDC-run COVID death camp. And you will never emerge from that COVID death camp. And by the way, I know Alex covered this a couple of days ago, but the CDC COVID camps, remember, the CDC has announced these last year. Their document announced them, and they said that they were going to meet, quote, minimum humanitarian standards. All right, so wow, yippee for them. They're going to meet minimum standards, which in their view is they're going to throw you a roll of toilet paper and a bar of soap and scream at you to clean your prison cell, prisoner. That's minimum humanitarian standards. You're going to get a bar of soap and a roll of toilet paper as you die. Or maybe later get marched into some other labor camp or prison camp or just execution alley, you know. And by the way, the CDC admits in their own document that the people who are going to be taken to these camps, which they call green zones, by the way, And it doesn't mean it has to be tents. They said they're going to use local schools, local buildings to set up these camps. And they said no one's going to be allowed in or out of these camps. They're going to be prison camps, okay? And they even said that when you're in these camps, you're going to have to engage in forced labor. You're going to have to take care of the other camp prisoners who may suffer from physical disabilities. That's what they said. If someone's in there in a wheelchair, then well, the other prisoners have to take care of that person. They're throwing you behind a barbed wire or razor wire wall, in essence, and saying you don't come out. And this is all coming down, and it starts with provoking a mass uprising. Okay, so let me just review the chain of events here that I'm being told will take place if we let them get away with this. Okay, so once again, the globalists and the puppets in charge of America, they're trying to provoke a reaction. They want the mass uprising in the streets, even though you and I would call for peaceful protests. They would, of course, have their operatives. They would be armed. They would do crazy things, caught on camera, to push the false flag narrative that anti-vaxxers are dangerous. They would call them terrorists. They would invoke the Insurrection Act. They would deploy the military on U.S. streets and highway checkpoints. And at that time, by the way, the FDA would have already authorized, fully approved, the Pfizer vaccine, which is expected to happen in early September. And then they can roll out mandatory vaccine passports on a nationwide basis, according to Biden. Now, and then they can arrest people at the checkpoints and rip you away from your work, your home, your family, your community, and throw you in these COVID camps, which the CDC document admits will cause extreme psychological trauma and mental health trauma. That's in their document. They know that that's what this is going to cause. Well, and then they're going to kill you. So this is a torture system to exterminate people. And they also say, by the way, that the people who will be taken to those camps are, quote, high-risk individuals. Well, what's considered a high-risk individual, I ask you? Well, according to the media and Biden and all of the cartel criminals going along with this, anyone who's unvaccinated, they would say, is a high-risk individual. So you see, they've already laid the groundwork. If you're not vaccinated, you're going to be considered a terrorist, a threat to public health, maybe an anti-government person. And they're gonna round you up if they can get away with it and try to exterminate you. Now, I don't think they're going to get away with this in a lot of red states. You know, try the checkpoints in Texas and see how that goes. I don't think that's going to go real well in a lot of states. But in other states, they will absolutely get away with it. California, Oregon, you know, Washington, New Jersey, New York, Illinois, for example. So this is coming, folks. I believe this is coming. I think this is a legitimate, accurate analysis of why they're trying to provoke people. I mean, it doesn't make sense. Why would you announce, you know, a coming mandatory lockdown, insane lockdowns, maybe restrictions on the days of the week that grocery stores can be open? Why would you do that? Because they want the American people to rise up. They need the marching in the streets. And frankly, they're probably going to get it. The American people are just about at their limit, and that's all by design. This has all been engineered. We're all being herded like cattle into an extermination, euthanasia agenda, okay? And that's why we're trying to decode all this for you, so that you and I and the people that we can influence and help save don't get caught up in this death camp scenario, because it's coming, and they're going to kill maybe tens of millions of people. All right, stay with us. I'll have some more for you on the other side, including some preparedness strategies. I'm Mike Adams here for InfoWars.com. This is the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back after this break.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business.
So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Alex Jones Show, fourth hour, final segment. I'm Mike Adams here of naturalnews.com, filling in for just one more segment. So we've got even a lot to cover here in this last segment. Now, I know today's show, just from the very start, from hour one all the way through to this is a lot of bombshell information to absorb. What I've got to present to you here is a bigger picture analysis of the vulnerabilities of human civilization, the complexity of society, and how complex societies can be easily taken down by targeting what I call the human infrastructure. So this is probably going to blow your mind yet again. You might have to watch this whole show today a couple of times, but here we go. So complex civilizations have very few redundancies. And what it means is they rely on strong specialization. People are experts in certain things. Some people are experts in repairing power grid substations. Other people are experts in transportation logistics. People are experts in, medicine or in telecommunications technology and so on. Now, when these societies function well, all of the specialization leads to very strong efficiencies and increases in the quality of life for the citizens who are living under that system, because you have even efficiencies in agriculture where 1 or 2% of the population can grow the food for the entire population. And that allows other people to become experts in their specific areas to achieve developments in physics or biochemistry or medicine or technology or what have you. Now, in contrast to that, very simple societies, which we may call flat societies, have very little specialization. They tend to be agrarian in nature, which means in those societies, most people grow their own food, or they're capable of growing their own food. And, for example, when I live in Ecuador, there are many rural areas of Ecuador and Bolivia and Peru and Chile and other parts of South America, lots of parts of even Central America and Mexico as well, where the people are very, very resilient because they all know how to grow their own food. They all know how to repair, do basic repairs of power lines and things like that. They don't have a complex society in those regions. I'm not saying that those countries aren't high tech, but just in the rural regions, they tend to live very simple lives. Even in the high altitude Andes mountains in those regions, I personally visited the native Indians, as they're called, in Peru. And I watched them engage in high altitude farming of papas, which are the potatoes, and quinoa even. And they would use beasts of burden, the oxen, pulling a wooden plow. And so they don't need tractors, they don't need diesel fuel refineries, and their homes are made out of mud bricks. Okay, I've been there, I've talked to these folks firsthand, I lived there. And they're very low-tech societies, but they're very resilient. If there's an EMP attack, if the power grid goes down, if the ports are nuked and there's no more imports and exports, guess what? The high-altitude Indians of Ecuador and Peru, they wouldn't even notice. Their lifestyle never even changes. Or even places like Papua New Guinea, for example, a very agrarian society with widespread basic skills or farming skills, food skills among the population. They are not susceptible to systemic collapse because they can always grow their own food and they can take care of themselves. Common skills. Now, contrast that to our modern-day world. We are highly vulnerable because of our specialization and our lack of redundancies. How many people do you know in America, or maybe you're watching from the UK or Canada, how many people do you know who could grow their own diet? Almost no one, probably. Now, certainly people can augment their farming and food production, but how many could really sustain themselves from growing their own food? How many people know how to plow a field with an animal pulling the plow? Seriously, how many people know that? Maybe not even one in 10,000 in these nations like the United States. And so the vulnerability becomes the human infrastructure, where if a foreign enemy is able to attack the people and take them out and cause widespread injury or death, then they collapse the efficiencies of a highly complex structured society. And in fact, the more complex you are, the more vulnerable you are to collapse when the human infrastructure is assaulted. And folks, this is exactly what's happening with the spike protein. They're attacking the human infrastructure. They're taking out the people who know how to make these complex systems run. And when they do this, past a certain tipping point, these complex systems will spontaneously fail. They will fail. And then you will thrust the country back into maybe an 18th century existence, which would mean a population reduction of at least 90% in the United States. So they could kill, if they manage to achieve this, they could theoretically kill 300 million people or so and just plunge America back into a third world existence. Now, I hope they don't succeed in that, and I don't think they will, but that is their plan. But it's important for all of us to understand the vulnerabilities of this highly complex society, because the answer to that is, of course, prepping. So when you're a prepper, which means having the ability to survive without the conveniences of a highly complex society, which means having your own stored food, having the ability to grow some of your own food, to get back into gardening and food food harvesting, for even from wild foods, in order to supplement your food supply. If you have some technology to gather electricity from sunlight, maybe you have a solar generator, for example, an ability to operate without the power grid, without the municipal water system, without centralized hospitals and pharmacies and all these other medical systems. And if you have the ability to operate and defend yourself without centralized police protection, because you're going to call 911, it's not, the call's not even going to go through. I mean, it's not that there's not going to be anybody there to answer it, or that maybe they'll answer it and laugh at you. Ah, I'm here. There's 50 people raiding our community, and they'll just laugh at you. Yeah, that's us. You're not even going to get a call through. But if you can survive off-grid with food, with self-defense, with money, real money, which is gold and silver, for example, in an off-grid situation, or barter, you know, 22 long rifle ammo is a great barter item and so on, then you can be very resilient against the systemic collapse of society that's being engineered. So prepping is now more important than ever, and I think you get that watching this, but the average American is oblivious to all this, that they're still not prepping. They think we're going to go back to normal if they're just obedient enough, and that's never going to happen. Now, there's one more aspect to this, which is that the corporations, the globalist corporations, are mass murdering their own people through vaccine mandates. So they are attacking their own human infrastructure. And you might say, well, why would they do that? Why does Facebook or Google or YouTube or Twitter, why are they demanding mandatory vaccines? Why is, I think one airline is demanding mandatory vaccines of their own people. Why? Well, number one, they're being ordered to do that by the globalists who are trying to exterminate humanity. But in the case of big tech, they had always planned to replace their human resources with automation systems, machine learning and artificial intelligence. And they're now ready to make that transition, which means that they've used up and exploited the humans for long enough, and now they would rather them die, because dead humans don't sue corporations over vaccine mandates, do they? Dead humans don't collect retirement benefits. Dead humans don't speak out about the horrors of their working conditions under wokeism or communism inside these companies. So a lot of these left-wing tech companies are very happy to mass murder their own people and get rid of them as quickly as possible. They don't want another, you know, Zach Voorhees to emerge and to be able to tell the truth about what's actually happening in big tech, right? So this is why it's happening. And for airlines, they know they're going to get bailout money anyway. Believe me, the airline owners are not in the business to transport people. They're in business to make money. If they just get paid by the government, they don't care if they transport anybody. That was just a means to an end. If they just get billions and or tens of billions of dollars of payouts, they don't need to transport anybody. Why should they have to actually work for money if they're just going to get free money from the government? Now, of course, financial collapse is being engineered by the endless money printing. Now, what, $3.5 trillion in additional COVID stimulus money that they say is being invested in, quote, infrastructure, while they're attacking the human infrastructure that really powers society. So you see, they're killing the people who have the knowledge while they're collapsing the money supply in order to impoverish and devastate everyone while they steal and loot every last asset into their own hands. That's the real plan for all of us, and that's why it's critical to stay informed and watch this network, Infowars.com. Check out my website, naturalnews.com. We have the answers. We have the context. We know what's coming, and we can help you survive it. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for watching today. God bless you. Stay with us. We'll stay online as long as we can to help you survive this culling of humanity. Take care, and God bless.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.